You got the best light on you, Big Reed.
Thank you. You said that the last time we spoke.
And did I? I feel you always do night. You do night interviews, right?
That's I know. Thing. I'm so sorry.
So you're like, you always got the, you got the good lighting. And I'm used to doing interviews in the morning, in which I like, I post up in front of a window or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm like over here, but the view is my bed because I'm moving.
I thought you just moved recently. Didn't you just move recently? You're moving again?
I moved like 6 months ago, but we're moving again. I'm moving. I'm literally moving tomorrow. So this is your scenery. Okay.
It's all good. I need to put like a mashup of clips of every single time we talked that you moved around with the camera. I think it's cool because, you know, it shows like, you know, transitioning, all this stuff and everything. It's pretty dope.
That would be cute. You should get one. Yeah, I'm going to like make my studio really cute at the next place where I'm going to do all my interviews. So we'll have to do one there.
So the next time you move tomorrow, that's going to be like the spot you're going to be at for a little while, for sure.
I think I'll probably be there for at least a year.
Okay.
But I've moved like once a year, every year since college. I just have not stayed in one spot. I don't know
why. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Kind of, you just want to change the scenery, get different, you know, things to influence your music and everything. I'm a little frightened though about a Thai taking California. That kind of scares me. You know,
or living on a fault line.
I do, actually, by the way. I live in the East Bay in Hayward.
You really do.
I'm on the line. Mm-hmm. So if it all goes down, sorry, we won't be doing any more interviews.
No. You'll be fine. You'll be all right. We're just coming to LA. It's not supposed to hit us quite as bad.
Okay. But there's a lot of bigger buildings down there.
We're like 100 years overdue for that fault line.
Exactly.
Could go.
Exactly. So, I mean, so the track, it has the right theme. It has the right idea. So it might, this interview got dark quick. You have any more of that sage you want to start burning or anything?
Did I burn sage last time?
You did.
That's cute. I think I packed it or else I'd pull it out.
Right, it's now. All good. How have you been overall, though, for the past couple of months since the last time we talked?
I'm good. Life is life, and it's complicated and curveball-y and doing a million things. But I'm just finished my album and talking about something there. And this song with Phineas has been pretty wild and really exciting. And so, yeah, you know, it's been good. But I think just like anybody else in the middle of a pandemic, I think we've all had real life, hard life stuff that's come up. And so, yeah, it's been ups and downs and some whirlwinds, but I'm so grateful and excited for the next little chapter. How have you been? When was our last chat?
I don't know, a couple of months ago. It hasn't been that long. It's exciting. Thanks. See, I think this is like the fourth time that we've had. Are we officially friends now?
I think we're friends. I mean, I poured a glass of wine knowing we were gonna talk.
Word, there you go.
So I was like, it's Big Reed. I can pour a glass of wine.
I think this is wine time for you though, because exactly last time when we were talking at night. No, this might be wine time for you.
I know. Well, you're like the only one I'll do this for.
Okay. I'm gonna hold you to that. So if I ever see like you talking to someone at night, I'm like, wait a minute.
Unless it's like China or Indonesia or that something makes like sense. That. And then I'm gonna take the interview late at night because I have to. But if it's US, it's Big Reed.
Word. See, now I feel extra special. Thank you. It's that Bay Area love. I appreciate it.
I love the Bay Area. I'll do it for you.
You and Phineas have been friends for a while now. So when you guys work together on music or just around each other in general, it must be pretty fun, right?
Yeah, it's a good time. He is such a good human and an absolute genius, you know? So yeah, we've been friends for like four-ish years now. And yeah, since the day we met, we just like got really close. And I think we knew we were always going to be friends. And I think we also knew we were always going to write a song together at some point. because we just like our sensibilities are really similar, and both very kind of old souls, and which is kind of a cheesy saying, but I do believe it. And yeah, but I was like, I think we both were like, we knew we were going to work together eventually, and this happened to be the right song for it.
This can't be the only song you guys have worked on together.
He produced More of the Story.
Yeah. So there's More of the Story, there's new one, and then there has to be a whole bunch of stuff that you're not going to tell me about, because you know I try to always figure out what else is going on and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I see you. No, you know, I'm sure, like, we're going to be working together forever, you know, on a million different projects. But yeah, there's a few probably unheard songs that will never come out, like, that we've written together. There was a couple months where he'd write a song and then text it to me, like, over a voice note, and then I'd reply with like a rebuttal or like a reply to that song. Mm-hmm. And I'd send him another voice note, and then we'd like keep building on top of that. I feel like we have like a song or two that we wrote that way, but we'll never see the light of day.
I think most people have recorded songs in their own personal space that they'll never really put. I have songs that I recorded that I will never put out, because first of all, there's a reason why I'm on the radio, not like my music is there, but you know, I have to fit in where I fit in at. So I think a lot of people have songs that'll just never come out.
I would love to hear your song.
Won't happen. It won't happen. They're buried somewhere. They're buried somewhere on YouTube randomly under some random rap name. It didn't work out.
What kind of music was it?
I thought I was going to be a rapper. I really thought I was going to be a rapper at one point. This was over 10 years ago.
You look like a genius rapper. You've got the vibe. You know me? Those eyes, they're like baby blues. Come on.
It's because of the light. They're really, that's just, my eyes are my best feature, but that is the, it's this light right now. This light is blessing me.
Also, you have like, there's another big read here. Did you notice that? There's two. There's okay. You, and then there's the picture of you.
You put me on blast. So basically, oh my God. Basically, my camera on my laptop sucks. So I logged in with one Zoom account on my laptop, and I'm talking to you through my cell phone, which obviously, you know, iPhones are everything. And, you know, the cameras are a lot better. So that's why the quality is a lot better now. So, like,
I
won't be all grainy. Yeah, my phone's in front of me. So no one's going to call us. Airplane mode. We're good to go. But so I'm on my phone, and then the laptop's right here recording the whole process.
That's genius. So I should be doing these from my phone this whole time, and I'll be less grainy. Teaching me the ways of the world?
Now all the other radio people that watch this for, like, you know, notes on what to ask you, they're going to be like, this is how they do it. All right, let's do it like this.
This is how they do that. Well, there's just like this really beautiful photo of you staring at me.
It's really intense. I almost like want to bring the... I almost want to bring the. I'm gonna bring the. There's a photo, so I just brought it up into the Oh, I lost myself. Never mind, it's not there. It's all good. Oh, show non-video participants. There it is. There's the video. Oh. Gallery mode. Wow, that's intense. Yeah, see, that's a lot. that is a whole lot. But nah. Yeah, I just gave one of my said, team.
We want you to talk to her about this and this, and make sure you hit this question. And you're like, nah, I'm going to teach her how to Zoom. I'm going to.
We're close to the end of the pandemic. So it's kind of like, you know, do you think these Zoom interviews will still be a thing after this pandemic is over?
100%.
They found an easy way to do it. Yeah,
I do. Because like, we can hang out and like reconnect for, you know, a half hour, an hour, and then we're in completely different cities. You know, like, I don't have to go home to my hotel. You're in your city. Like, there's, I feel like, at least for the artists while they're on tour, mm-hmm. I think it's going to stick around in some capacity. there is still a level of like, we just want to see people, and like this would be so, this would be more fun in person.
Absolutely, because you know? There'll be snacks and different things like that. So it's like,
we're gonna have snacks and coffee and wine and soda. I don't know what else you. What do you?
I have to stop drinking soda. I need to get on my. I'm trying to get on my fitness hype, so I'm working on that. It's a goal of mine.
Isn't that a Lizzo song?
It, yeah, I mean,
I'm not fitness.
They should have put you. They should have put you on the remix. I mean,
she's so much cooler than me.
She's awesome. She's awesome.
She's so cool.
You're great too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really derailed this interview. I'm sorry.
These are the type of interviews I actually enjoy. Because like I'd be like, so who are some of the artists that motivated you growing up? You know.
And I'm like, nobody.
There you go. One word answers. This is. I don't think I've had an artist that like really did me like that, where it's just one word answers, or they were just like not into it. I've been lucky to this to this point to where it's like it hasn't happened, but I can't wait till it does.
It's because gonna.
I'm gonna have a special set of questions for the person that does that to me.
Yeah, you have to be like ready for that punk kid who had that one hit song, right? There's gonna be that one punk kid who thinks they're dope because they had one record that did well. And then you're going to interview them, and then you're going to be like, so who are your inspirations? And they're going to be like, yo, like, me, dog. Like,
yeah, it's just me.
Day one, it's been me. And like, I don't believe in inspiration.
Yeah. So good. I don't have an imagination. This just comes to me.
Oh, no. That's going to happen eventually.
I know. And I will tell you exactly when it happens. I'll just jump in. Hey, look, this happened. It happened. This is what
please
happened today.
Please call me and please tell me exactly who it is.
I will. 100%. So the album is done, is complete, is ready to go. Do you have a, did you already post a release date, or are you going to break that right now?
I'm not going to break that right now.
One of these days, I'm going to get the exclusive from somebody. Okay.
Somebody's going to give it to me. No, it's I'm going to say it's about done. Mm-hmm. And news is coming very soon.
There we go. So how many songs is Niall going to be on this time?
The entire album. Listen, I said I had so much success with that one record. I just said, why don't I put him on the whole album?
The whole album?
It's still my album, but feat Niall Horan.
Word. One track with all of One Direction, including Zayn.
Just every single one of them. That would be dope. It wouldn't be my album in that case, but it would do very well.
It would. People would be pretty excited about it because you know, they won't give up the idea that they're coming back in 2020.
Well, it's 2021, so.
I know. I am excited to hear the whole album and to hear more music from you, and happy that you're getting on the level that you're getting, and seeing you on these late night TV shows performing and stuff. It's super dope because you're from the Bay Area, so you hold a special place whenever I have a chance to talk to you and everything. So being, you know, from the 408, it means a lot to us over here. So I think it's really incredible, man, because how many people from San Jose, you know what I mean, like it's hard, and from our region it's just hard in general for artists to become successful, and it takes a lot of work, and you're doing great.
Yeah, thank you, Big Reed, that means a lot to me. I forget that sometimes, you know. I don't know a lot of people from our town that are out there getting it, and I mean, we got some legendary folks for sure, but yeah. I feel really grateful, and yeah. Ooh, and we're talking about shows again. We just started talking about shows, and oh man, yeah, I'll be back there as soon as possible. And
maybe. Are there any venues in the Bay Area that you're looking forward to performing at that you maybe gone to a show in the past? Is there any on your list? Like, I know SAP Center at some point has to be one. You know, it has to be a thing. That had to be a full circle moment for you.
Oh, I will definitely cry playing that show. I saw one of my very first ever concerts was seeing Bon Iver at the Fillmore in SF. And I like the Fillmore is a beautiful venue. It's not like a particularly like I don't know. I don't want to not call the Fillmore special. It is special, but for me, like seeing Bon Iver there, I was like, it was sort of spiritual. And so I think at some point playing there would be really, really cool. But who knows? I just want to play over the whole town. I want to hit every venue. It'd be so much fun.
I feel like that has to be a thing. I feel like once you do go on tour, I mean, I know like you're ready to get outside and start performing right now, but I think, you know, take as much time as you can to enjoy your new spot and everything. Because once you do go on tour, you're probably not coming home for a long time. It's just going to be back to back to back to back. You're probably going to come back to the Bay like multiple times on one run. It's going to be kind of crazy. Are you ready for that? Because I feel like me personally, because like I'm only going into the studio once a week right now. I'm going in on Fridays. And the idea of me going every single day is kind of like freaking me out. It's giving me like
And that's what you used to do, right?
I used to be in there every single day.
Whoa. Yeah, I think we've definitely acclimated to a new, it's like our new normal, right? In the pandemic in this era. I think it's going to take some adjusting. Like I'm def like there's going to be a couple months of like where touring is going to be really exhausting, really rewarding. It's always going to be so rewarding, but I can tell it'll be extra exhausting, kind of like clicking back into the groove. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been really lucky. Like I've been in the business for a long time, been working my butt off for 5 years. You know, I think a lot of people are like, she's new. I'm like, not new, but newly successful.
I feel you.
And all a lot of that success happened in the middle of the pandemic, and I got to experience it from my home, and I got to, instead of being on a plane every single day of my career, I got to process things with people like you through Zoom, you know, and then get back on my couch and snuggle with my guy, and like it was like very grounding, you know. So I do feel really lucky, and I'm also equally excited for the world to.
Right. I remember the first time we had a conversation on Zoom. I think we had listeners in there, and it was early in the morning because obviously you're up at like 4 a.m. every day, and probably not four, but it's close, maybe five. And immediately once I was done with the interview, I just turned off my light and I jumped to the bed and went back to sleep. I was like,
Went back
yo,
to bed.
it's great. It's convenient. It's super convenient. So I'm not really mad at it, but I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, getting out and then seeing you out on the road and then finally having a chance to meet you in person. That's going to be fun.
I know, I feel like I'm gonna meet you and I'm gonna just give you a big, whole, huge hug, and I'm gonna feel like I've known you my whole life, you know?
Right. I feel the same. I'm a big dude. I'm really soft, so hugs is on point. I'm
I'm a
more
good
set.
squeezer. I'm
It's like
strong. I'm stronger than I look.
teddy bear vibes. It's where I'm at.
I love that.
So
Yeah, that'll be so awesome.
Right. And then hopefully like by that time we can have like listeners in the studio. I think it's gonna be great. It's a lot to look forward to, and I'm excited about it 100%. I'm also
Me
excited about
too.
this album. Do you have a name for it? Okay. I tried again. I tried again. You're
You're
pointing at
sneaky. This is me trying to point at you, but I don't know where the camera is.
it's it, yeah, there you go. There it is. Found it.
Big read.
I don't know if
Yeah.
like if you tweeted out earlier because I haven't been on Twitter today. I kind of trying to stay off Twitter a little bit lately because it's a little weird. I don't have as much
Rude.
positive energy coming my way as you do, so I'm working on that.
Oh, well, I gotta retweet you. Just
yeah,
get the
just
love flowing.
give Big Reed some positive energy. That's always good. Always
I'll
nice.
send you some positive energy.
Say
Yeah, Twitter's
something
a
nice.
weird ecosystem.
Yeah,
So
you gotta find the right people to follow you.
yeah, you can get in with the wrong crowd on Twitter and then you're in trouble. I have I've not announced the album title on Twitter yet. Yeah, it's all coming
soon. Okay, all right. I do appreciate you spending some time and talking with me today. I look forward to talking with you again, and it's always awkward to end Zoom calls and all that kind of stuff, but thank you for being so sweet every single time we talk.
Gonna ET phone home you to make it more awkward.
There you go. Oh, I gotta pull this up on the gallery. Wait a minute. There we go. Hold on. I gotta do this the right way. All right, Navia. There we go. ET time. Phone home. This is how this is gonna end.
ET phone home. There, Big Reed. I hate it so much.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I will talk to you soon, maybe on Twitter.
Okay, let's do it. I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you later.
Bye.